Hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is a podcast on the Blind Cool Tech podcast. My name is Joe Good. Have never been here before, well, as far as podcasting goes, but I'm here with my good buddy Ed, and we are doing this through Skype. Go ahead and say something, Ed.
Hello, everybody. You've heard my voice before.
Yeah, just sorry, voice. Anyway, we are doing something pretty cool, actually. We're doing an addendum to the Olympus DS50, which is an awesome recorder. I just got mine today.
And yeah, I made him buy it.
Yeah, he forced me. Gunpoint. But I just got mine today, and it's, like I said, a really good recorder. And the main thing, for those of you who do not know about the DS50 yet, is the fact that the menus do talk. And there is actually an awesome review done by
Neil Ewers.
Ewers, that's his name. And he talks about the DS50 and does an extensive look into it. Very nicely done.
Oh, yeah.
But anyway, the addendum here is basically for some stuff that would normally look inaccessible, namely setting the time and the alarms in the recorder. And like us on the surface, it looks inaccessible, but if you play around with it, you can see where accessibility can come in. And I'm going to let Ed talk about that just a little bit on how that works, basically, because I don't want to steal all the thunder. So go ahead.
Well, I just wanted to point out a couple of things. First of all, I've been using my recorder for probably about a week or so. I think I got it like for Valentine's Day. It came in Valentine's Day, and I played around with it a lot. Followed Neil's review, and it was really well done, I thought. And then I got mine, started using the review to actually do things within the recorder. And then I realized that he was correct in that I couldn't figure out how to set up the time. I just hadn't it wasn't coming to me. I couldn't get it figured out. It was very inaccessible when you go in and try to set the time. So I just sort of gave up on it, and then. Joe was here, and he got his, and we were messing around with him like we always do, mess around with new toys that we buy. And he called me a bit later and said, dude, there is a way you can set the time. And so we proceeded to mess around with it and make sure we had it correct. And once we really realized that it was somewhat accessible once you sort of know what to listen for, even though the menus don't talk, you'll find that it's quite accessible. So we'll sort of let Joe describe it. I've got my Olympus hooked up to my mixer here, so I'll probably be the one pushing the buttons, but he'll be describing what's going on when we do it. So I think what we should probably do is start from the very beginning. I've got my Olympus on here, but I'm just going to turn it off. And so we'll start from the very get-go.
I'm going to turn mine off because I'm not using it right now.
Okay.
I turned mine on and off like 80 times today. The sounds are so cool,
It's they are, man.
Ridiculous.
You got to have it.
Oh, come on. What happened?
It might have went to sleep.
Oh.
Okay, I'm turning mine on now.
Hold on. I might be able to turn mine off here. There we go.
We're not trying to confuse you. We're just so excited with the sounds.
Oh, dude. Oh, and just so you guys know, I mentioned before, we are on Skype. I'm actually here in Denver.
Yeah, and you guys know where I'm from. I'm still from Arkansas. I haven't changed.
Ed and I have known each other for quite a while. But anyway.
Yeah, we just met yesterday.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's another podcast, the history of
Yeah. So one of the things that we found with the menus is that they are, like Neil said, they jump into the next level. So I always tend to back out of a level. I don't know how you do it, Joe.
I tend to back out of level 2. In fact, that brings me to the next thing I was going to say, in that I can definitely, I can tell people how to get to the time the easiest and the quickest way.
All right. Well, let's go ahead and go through that. Why don't you get started, and I'll be the button pusher, and that way this will make it a fair podcast.
All right. That's a fine deal. So you've got the fancy mixer, so that works. Anyway, we're going to go ahead and go into the menu.
Recording mode setting.
All right. Now you're going to we're going to go out to the regular menu and go up to submenu.
Record menu.
I'm going to press left arrow and then I'm going to go up once.
Mm-hmm. Sub menu.
All right, I'm going to open. Do you use right arrow or do you hit enter?
I use right arrow.
Okay, I do too.
Erase lock setting.
Okay, now we're on erase lock. We're going to arrow down 5 times.
Time and date setting.
There we go. Go ahead and go in there.
To adjust clock, set time by using plus minus and right left buttons. To start clock, press OK button located in center.
I think that's really nice that it explains where the OK button is, but that's pretty obvious. It would be a lot nicer if it told me where plus and minus were. I know where left and right are, but you honestly have no idea what's plus and what's minus.
Yeah, it could be anything. But
it could be anything.
We are lucky in that plus and minus are the up and down arrow keys.
Right.
So basically,
plus is up and minus is down?
Yep, as far as I know.
It's the way it seems to work.
Yeah.
It's the way we're going to work it.
Exactly, and it does work. Now, let me tell you how this all came to be. As Ed said before, we do play around with this stuff. So I was in this time setting part today, and I was just kind of on this first part right here. Basically, what it does is it... And I'll tell you how I figured this out. When you first get into this, like we are now, it puts you on the hour. And the way I figured it out is this. I was arrowing up in the menu because I wanted to see if it got to maybe 12 a.m. or 12 p.m., if it would just stop, you know, at the top or the bottom of the menu. Okay. But what I realized is, as I'm arrowing up, the thing... Go ahead and arrow up, Ed, and we'll let him...
All right, we'll go up.
Again?
We'll go all the way around. We're still in the hour box here.
We're still in the hour box. We're hitting up, and it's beeping at us. Oh. Right there where it goes, doo-doo. That is actually what I call the high point. And I figured this out because I kept going up and hitting that high point, and I'd go up again, and I thought, I think that high point is 12 o'clock a.m. And you have 23 beeps like that because it does it in military time. So, for example, that high point beep that you just heard is actually 0 hour. So,
right.
If, Ed, you arrow up one, it'll be... 1.
Correct.
If you arrow
we'll
up again,
forward.
It'll be 2. Okay. And I figured that out just by counting it. All right. So the hours at that high point when it goes doo-doo, that is 0 hour. So if the time is, let's say, what's normally 10 p.m., all you have to do from that high point, 0 hour, is to arrow down 2 times.
Yeah, and if you, I mean, since you can't see the screen, you could say 12 o'clock a.m.
Yeah, you could
say
12.
So in your mind, you could say 11,
exactly.
10, 9. And of course, you know the difference between the up and down because the pitch changes.
Right. This is coming from 2 totally blind people.
Right.
And this has been verified. We both worked on it, and this is the correct method that we are telling you.
Yeah, we tested it.
Okay, so
the hour...
The hour at the high point is, again, 12 a.m. We'll use regular time, okay? So let's go ahead and set it for, you pick a time.
Let's,
you tell us what we're going to do.
Let's set it for 5:15.
Which one?
Well, since it's in military time, we're going to say 5:15 a.m.
Okay, that's...
So we're at 0-100 hours. But you can say 12, either one. Just know that 12 o'clock p.m., if you're thinking of it that way, will not have a double beep.
Yeah, it's only 12 a.m.
It would be 12:012. So we're going to go up, since we're sitting at 0-100, to 0-100, 0-200, 0-300, 0-400, 0-500. So now our hour is at 5.
Okay, we're going to hit the right arrow. That's going to put us into the minutes.
For those of you that have ever used those strange edit spin boxes, that's exactly the way these are.
Absolutely.
So think of it like this. And okay. I'll tell you, the winning point is that high point, just like you said. Without that, we'd be nowhere.
Now, I'll let you guys know that sometimes it's a little tricky finding the high point because, you know, you have to arrow up or down. You know,
yeah, like
either,
right now we've got
either
59
up, up,
of them
up, 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 or down, 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 down until you hear that high point. But Ed's right; that high point is a fine thing.
Like I'm going down to search for 00, and that may be the wrong way, but there it is.
Okay, now
so I want 15. I want to get 15.
We're in the minutes right now, so that high point is 00. So right now we have 5:00 on the display, 5 o'clock. So go ahead, Ed.
So we'll go up to 15, 1, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. All right. So now we have 5:15. There's no seconds, thank goodness, because that would be a rough one.
Yeah.
Although it wouldn't be no different than the minutes box. It'd be 59 of them.
Yeah, but it'd be kind of pointless, really, quite honestly.
I don't know. I think that is kind of pointless, but I've seen so many things actually have a seconds. There's no way you can set the seconds just perfect. I mean, that's just not going to happen.
Yeah, it's called the time server in Boulder.
Yeah, okay. Well, another thing about these menus, since we've been sitting here gabbing, they don't fade away. They don't disappear. They stay on the screen, which is nice.
I wonder if there is a limit, but so far there is not.
Well, I have. Usually it's about 10 seconds.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, we're at the minute.
All right, so go ahead. We're at 15. Go ahead and hit your right arrow. Okay, now we're at the month. And all these things I figured out just by counting the beeps between, including the high point. Okay, so there are 12 beeps here, including the high point. So if you get the high point here starting at 1, you arrow up 11 more times, you're going to get beeps, and then you'll get back to the high point, which is the month, because there are 12 months in a year. I don't know if that made any sense, but that's all right.
Now, so let's set it for April 16th. So we are in January now, because it was on February, and I down arrowed, and it took me up to January. So I'm going to hit up arrow, go forwards, and it would be February, March, April. So we're on the month, and we've got it set to April. And we're going to right arrow again. Same thing goes for the days. If you can remember how many days are in each month, you'll know whether you're right or not.
30 days have September, April, June, so April has 30 days.
Okay, there's zero. So now, this is not 00. We're on 01 at this time.
Yeah. Right now, we're on April Fool's, and yeah.
Yeah, so when you hit the up arrow to go forward, it's not going to be 1, 2. It's going to be, that is 1, then 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16.
Think of it like this. Months do not start at 00. So in the month and the day part of this, then you obviously will not have a 00.
Right.
You know, you don't have March 0, April 0, blah, blah, blah.
Now we've right-arrowed again. And we actually did not know this box was here the first time. And you won't really have to worry about it as long as you're in this year, because it's automatically set for this year. But you're in a year box. And if you forget, you can up-arrow and go back down. And it's automatically set for 2007. It won't go any lower. And in case you're interested, Joe figured out some statistics on how long this Olympus is supposed to last.
This thing will go all the way up to 2086.
Yeah, so if it doesn't, if it quits working before then, you can, you know, call Olympus and chew
them out
with them. Yeah.
Yeah, this thing was supposed to go to 2086. What the
so
hell?
If you want to actually count the beeps yourself, it starts at 2007. So that's how we can remember that that's when this thing came out. It doesn't go any farther back.
Ed told me it was actually funny because I was on the phone with him explaining this to him. And this when we found the earbox. And I said, dude, I wonder how high this thing goes. He said, are you going to count it? I said, yeah, why not? I said, if I count more than a minute, then I'll stop. Well, I think it was about 30 or 40 seconds. One beep a second because I was counting and keeping track.
Okay, so we're going to leave it at 2007. And if we right error, we're back at the hour again. So, our time is set. We're just going to hit okay.
And that's the sound you get when it is, when it's set.
Right, and then we're going to hit stop to get out of the menus. Now, I'm not going to be able to demonstrate this part to know that our time is set correctly because I've got it all plugged in here.
I'll kind of... Do you want to summarize it or do you...
Yeah, you go ahead.
Basically, the way we figured this out is that when I was playing with it, I had already recorded a test file. And, you know, I never worried about setting the time and the date because I knew at this point that it was inaccessible. So I had already had a test file in there. Well, so when I figured I had the time set, once I figured out how this time thing worked, then I set it all up and then I recorded another file. Then I went back in, plugged the recorder into the computer, and I compared the times of each file. There were only two files in the recorder. The first one was done January 1 of 07 or 06 or I don't remember. No, it was 07. And this one, file 2, was done on February 22nd of 07 at whatever time it was. So, you know, being a totally blind guy, you kind of have to do things like that. And, you know, I realize that not everyone is extremely techy.
No, but I mean, you can at least look at the properties, or
yeah,
or if nothing else, have a sighted person look at the screen and just make sure you got it right. It's better than having them help you set it. I mean, if you think you've got it right, there's nothing wrong with asking.
Absolutely. But, yeah, I didn't have anyone to ask, so, but that's all right. But that's one way you can figure it out is by looking at the properties, or, as Ed said, have a sighted person there if you happen to be lucky and all that good stuff.
Okay, I'm going to go back in quickly and set my time back because the next thing we're going to talk about is the play and the record timers. Okay.
Just for the record, for those of you who are wondering, I do not believe these things are programmed for daylight savings.
No, I don't believe so.
Especially this year because it's coming a month early.
Is it?
Did you know about that?
No, why?
Yeah, it's changed to March 11th. That has something to do with NASA and this whole thing, but yeah. So, March 11th this year is daylight saving.
That's stupid. Does that mean it's going to end earlier too?
No, it's going to end in November, actually. It's going to start earlier
really
and end
long.
Later.
Oh, my God.
Instead of the last week of October, or the weekend of October, it's supposed to be...
So that means we lose an hour longer? Our fallback time is less? Oh, my gosh. I like the fallback time because that means you gain one. Okay.
I know.
All right.
So, set your clocks.
Yeah, remember how to set your Olympus. Okay, is that the plural for Olympus?
Olympus. Yeah.
All right, here we go. So, what's the next thing? Explain what the next feature is.
The next feature, gosh, I need a soda.
I do too. I need something.
I've got one. Dude, I'll pause the recording. We can go get a soda and come back.
Okay.
All right, hold on, ladies and gents. All
right. Got our sodas here now.
Grab mine. I have a Code Red Mountain Dew.
I have a cola. Just to prove that we have sodas.
Just in case y'all didn't believe us.
Mm-hmm. All right. So, timer record and all that. Is that the next menu that we come up to?
Well, there's two of them, actually. Yeah, actually, if you want to be organized and kind of do it in order, then yeah, that would be the first menu. There are two more features that we want to talk about. Dang. So anyway,
the thirsty feature.
It will quench your thirst. It's quite nice. It's soda choice. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So there are a couple more features that we want to talk about for those who might give a darn. I know I do. I'm sure I'll find a use for them, especially the playback one.
Recording mode setting.
The first one we want to go to is timer recording. And basically, I think, Ed, you don't actually have to...
No, because you're right in that menu.
Yeah. But we're going to do timer...
You know, that's a weird... We should write Olympus. All the blind people that listen to this podcast should write Olympus in and ask why. I mean, because it's going to do this for the sighted people even. Why does it take you into the second level of menus? Because the Olympus DS2 did not do that.
That is an interesting feature.
Yeah. So we're going to go back into record menu.
Recording mode setting.
And we're going to go down to... What is it?
Timer recording.
Timer recording setting.
Now basically, before you hit enter on that, basically what timer recording is it works much like a VCR. You can tell it to start recording and to stop recording at a specific time. You can tell it how high you want the microphone sensitivity to be, either in dictation, being the lowest, conference middle, and lecture highest. You can tell it what folder to record in, and you can tell it what recording mode to record in.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah.
Joe didn't believe there was a stop time either.
I didn't, and we'll get to that in a second.
Yeah, it's interesting.
In fact, we will actually run across that. And actually, Ed and I did a recording in LP mode today when we did this test. And we had a good time with it.
Good old 8K mono file.
Oh, man, that's a tin can recording.
It will get the job done if you have to, though.
Absolutely.
Okay,
on into this timer recording deal. Ed's sitting on it now. Why don't you go ahead and do whatever to get in there. Enter a right arrow.
Preset 1.
Okay. Now, we'll explain these presets a little bit. You can actually have three different timer settings here. And you can have them set up at the same time. You can have one go off in the morning. Let's say you have a cool show that you want to record, but you don't have a patch cord. So you just have to do the old tape recorder trick and put the recorder right in front of your TV. But in either case, you could have one set for the morning. Then you could have one set for later on in the day. And then you
Preset
could have one...
two.
Yep. And then you could have even a third one set for later on.
Preset 3.
Okay. So basically the way these work is you click on one of these presets.
Preset 1.
Okay, so it goes into the menu, but you have to arrow up or down to...
I haven't figured out why. That it doesn't tell you exactly where you're at. I'm curious.
Microphone sensitivity setting will be completed if you press OK.
Yeah, that's what you're on actually when you come in here. But it doesn't say that, because if you down arrow again...
On and off setting.
Yeah,
that's where you land.
Generally, what you do is when you get into this part, you generally hit the down arrow.
Yeah. I just went up to see where it was.
Yeah.
I never looked, so I wanted to let you guys know in case you did. And it doesn't hurt if you do, you just go down.
Oh, no, not at all. It kind of helps you get to know the recorder, actually.
Yeah.
So so what we'll do, we're here in the on-off setting, so we're going to go into here.
Off.
Now, I don't know why you'd want to turn one off and on, but I'm guessing like if you decided you didn't want, if you had it set up for several days and you didn't want it on, off, on for a certain day...
You could do that. Also, if let's say, for example, you have a thing set for only once, I think it just it automatically turns itself off after that.
That's true. So we're going to go down to
on
and turn that on. So we're going to hit enter.
On set.
Now we're still on the. It took us out of that menu, so we're just going to down there. You're just basically going to go in order. Like Joe said earlier, we were talking about going in order, and this is the way it works.
Yeah, we're still on the off-on setting.
Right. So if I go down now.
Day setting.
We're going to click on day setting.
Only once.
We're going to go through all these menus just to show you. I'm going down.
Every day.
To every day.
Every week.
Now what I wonder is on this every week, does that mean...
It means every week from today.
Oh, so like...
So like every 7 days from today. If you were to set a thing from today, it would go every 7 days.
Okay, gotcha. So like if you had a show you wanted to catch on Monday nights,
yeah, like 24.
O'clock.
24, mm-hmm. For example. If I wanted to, I could set one for Monday, every Monday at 8 p.m. Mm-hmm. to... Actually, that's not a bad idea. I should try that. Probably wouldn't work well because of the limiter, but...
Yeah, Olympus, you should think about putting in a setting to turn your limiter off and record an MP3 too while you're at it.
No. Yeah, exactly.
That's just my feelings. Okay, back to...
Only once.
Okay, so we're back to only once. We're going to set it there.
If you think about it, we're a couple of whiners.
Set as once.
We got all...
We are. We got like
we got all these freaking things.
Accessible recorders, and we want more.
We're never satisfied. Olympus is like, oh, we're trying to be nice. Screw it. Let's just go back to normal.
Actually, this was not geared for the blind, but the blind ate it up like a sandwiches on a picnic day for a bunch of flies.
How can you not gear that for the blind? It's got accessible written all over it in a way. I mean, mm-hmm. Come on.
Okay. So we're still on the day setting. If we down arrow.
Time setting.
Don't panic. This doesn't speak, but don't panic. I'm going to go in here.
Start time.
All right. Now, don't get confused by this because it seems like a menu option that you would hit enter on. But if I down arrow and up arrow, I get nothing. So it's a sort of a joke to let you think that it's really a menu there, but it's not. We're presented with a screen very similar to the one when we set the time and date, only this one does not have a time and date. It has just the time. So I'll let you explain more about how this works, the start and the stop time goes.
Okay. Same principle applies. You have the high point on the hour, which is 12 a.m. And on the minute, you have a high point of 00.
Right. And it is 12:15 in the morning. So I'm going to set one for 12:20. Okay. So I'm going to go up to 0, which is what I want. Then I'm going to right arrow. And I'm going to set it for 12:20. And there again, I don't know whether to go up or down, but I'm going to go up. It was probably set for like 01, but you know, you'll eventually get there. Like that. Okay, so I'm going to
set it. We always take the long way.
I know, but then if I went down, it would always be the short way. Okay, so I'll go up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20.
Thank you.
Okay, now, here's where it gets a little bit tricky. We just set the time, the start time, remembering that when we came in here it said start time.
Keep in mind this is a recording timer.
Right. So when you start, you obviously want to stop. So we're going to right arrow now.
Stop time.
Now when I right arrow, you'll notice that you did not hear a beep. But it really didn't say anything right away either. It took it a second. We're going to set it for 12:21. We're going to let it record for a minute.
We and, better hurry. We do all this rambling, and we won't get it done in time.
Okay, I'm at 12. This time I'm going to go down. Oop, it really is shorter.
See,
than
there you go. There you go.
I'm going to go up once from 00 to 01, and then I'm going to hit OK because it's done. And it will say. So I got it set from 1220 to 1221.
Time set.
And I'm going to go down.
Recording mode setting.
We're going to go in here.
LP mode.
We'll use...
STHQ mode. HQ mode.
Never heard HQ mode. We'll try that.
SP mode.
Let's try HQ.
HQ mode.
HQ's not bad, actually.
HQ mode set. Recording folder setting.
Now we're going... I just hit OK on that. We're going down again.
Folder A.
That's fine.
A folder set.
Going down.
Microphone sensitivity setting.
And these, if they're already set the way you want them...
Conference mode.
You can just leave them. You don't even have to
Conference
go into
mode
them.
Conference mode set. Setting will be completed if you press OK button.
So I'm going to press OK.
Preset 1 set.
Now I'm going to exit out of the menu. And I'm actually going to deactivate my recorder. I'm going to turn it off, in other words. So we'll hear it.
Ah, there it goes.
Oh, you can hear it. It's a monitor.
Whoa. Oh, yeah, it is.
Yeah, it's monitoring your... like you got.
I wondered why I got loud all of a sudden, double loud. Yeah, because if I pick up the Olympus... Whoa. Cool. That's sweet. I can't actually tell that it's in stereo, though, believe it or not. That's interesting. Maybe it's...
I think STHQ is in stereo. And
that's right.
HQ
it's just an
is
HQ,
mono.
Isn't it? Oh, that's...
Yeah.
That would have been interesting to see. Okay, so we'll know when it shuts off in a minute.
And, or less.
Yeah, it's actually like a second off.
Yeah, it's weird, because we both did a 5-minute file, and
so
it's 4:59.
Right. So this does show you that my clock is correct, because it did come on at the proper time. I will say, you know, you said you can set all this with the Olympus software. That's all good. But you can't beat not actually being able to actually do it on the fly.
Yeah, that's really cool. Although you cannot... do configure the menu unless you get DSS Plus, and even with the DS2 that didn't work.
Actually, mine did.
How'd you get your menu to work? I couldn't get mine to work.
Really?
Yeah, it kept saying unavailable.
Yeah, it's 12.
I'd go ahead and stop it, dude.
Yeah.
I mean, we know that it works. I mean, it's turned on and.
Oh, it won't stop.
Oh, no.
There. Okay. So, yeah, it normally does stop. I don't know why it didn't stop at this time, but it does because I've seen it.
Right.
And maybe it wasn't there again. It wasn't at the right second or something, but normally it does. So let me just curiously go in here and actually see if preset 1 is still on. Because I'm just curious if it, since it didn't.
Recording mode. Timer recording. Preset 1. On and off. Off.
No, it's off. So, interesting. So that's how the timer record feature works. Should we explain the play one? I mean, it's virtually the same, but we can... I mean, this is going to be a long podcast, but... Okay, so we're going to go down to... We're going to exit out of the record menu. We're going to go down to playback.
Play menu.
Okay, so we're going to go down to...
Actually,
alarm playback setting.
Okay, so here we are.
Preset 1.
There again, we have multiple presets.
This is basically the same thing with a few changes because of the context, because of the menu that it's in.
Right. So this would be more for, instead of recording a show... This would be more for, like, telling you the show's going to come on at a certain time. You have to go in and physically watch it yourself.
Or waking up.
Yeah.
Now this is where I got a little confused, and we'll get to that in just a second. And, but this is where I got confused, because this was the first one I played with was the alarm part, not the recording timer, but the alarm part.
So we're going to hit enter on preset 1. We also have
preset 2
and
preset 3.
Okay. So we're going to click enter on preset 1. And there again, we don't get any sound because we're always on. If we pressed OK, it would take every setting we had, which the preset's turned off anyway, so it wouldn't. You're basically on cancel. If we click to here, it would just cancel right out. So if we go down,
on and off setting.
Okay, it's just like before. So we're going to turn it on.
Off. On. On set. Day setting. Only once.
That's fine.
Set as once.
That's kind of ironic. Set as once instead of once set.
Yeah.
Time setting.
Now, here's where Joe's going to get and explain what he's talking about. We're gonna set this for, right now my watch says 12:30, so we'll set it for 12:35 just to make sure.
Start time.
Wait a minute, Joe.
Yes?
There's also a stop time here. It says start time right here.
I know that, but arrow to the right.
All right, let me set my time here, 12. Okay, down there. Oop. All right, I'm at 12:35. And he's okay, right.
See? No right arrow.
Well, wonder why it would say start time then.
Like I said, it's only a one-time deal.
Wow.
Generally, why would an alarm need a stop time unless you were going to sleep to it?
Interesting.
See, and this is where I got confused, ladies and gentlemen, because when this was the first one that I played with. It was not the recording timer, but this particular alarm here. It said start time, so I set the time and all that. I hit right arrow for the minute. I hit right arrow, nothing. And so when Ed and I got around to playing with the recording part, the recording timer, Ed said, is there a stop time? I said, nope, there's no stop time. He said, are you sure? It doesn't make sense to record and not have a stop time. I said, I know it doesn't, but there's no stop time. So he went ahead and dove into the recording timer, and he's all setting it up, and he gets to start time, and he sets it up. He gets to the right arrow, sets up the minutes, hits it again, and I hear it say stop time. I'm like, what the? So.
Yeah, it says start time in here, huh?
I think it's just default.
Cancel setting.
Know.
Oops, I just canceled completely out of my... Because I went left arrow. Because I was going to see if it would...
No, there's no stop time, dude.
Wow.
I'm telling you.
Backlight. Alarm playback setting.
Well, I went way out of there. Okay, let's go back in here and do it again.
Preset 1. On and off. Off. On. On set. Day setting. Only one.
Don't have to set go in there.
Time setting. Start time.
That is really weird. Maybe it just says that thinking that that's the same one. Should still be set for the same exact time, I would think. 12:35.
You might want to check, though.
No, it's not. All right, so we're going to say okay on that.
Time set.
Yeah, you're right, because if you didn't put a stop time in, you would think it would say something about it.
Mm-hmm.
Volume setting.
Actually, no, it doesn't, because in the record timer...
It didn't tell you.
It didn't say anything either.
Now, this one, I've got it up as loud as it'll go. It doesn't talk to you, but whenever you go up... And I like it up about as loud as it'll go, because it's a sound.
And it does not rap.
No, it doesn't.
The volume setting does not rap. Basically, it just means loud do you want your alarm to be.
Right, so now we're going to hit OK on that and go down.
Alarm setting. Alarm 3.
Okay, that's on alarm 3. We'll go ahead and set it to alarm 1.
Alarm 1. Alarm 1 set. Playback file setting.
Now, this unfortunately isn't inaccessible. We did figure this out.
This does not have any points that we can refer to. This part is totally inaccessible.
Right.
But basically what you can do is you can select a file to play back.
Setting will be completed if you press OK button.
I'm going to go ahead and press OK so we don't mess up our time.
Preset 1 set.
All right, then I'm going to exit out. And once again deactivate the recorder.
So you have three alarms that you can choose from. It does have some sounds that you can choose from. But with the file playback, basically what you could do is you could select a file that you wanted to automatically start playing at the scheduled time. But since we can't do that, and that part is totally inaccessible, then you just go for the alarms.
You know, I'm going to read the manual on that playback and see if it says anything at all about a stop time. Because why in the world would it say start time if there was no stop time?
Because I think it just sees the time dialogue. Call it a dialogue.
Might as well.
It sees the time dialogue and it
just says
notices
it.
That and it plays the default file.
Yeah, you're probably right. Because you're right, there's no way to... If you left arrow, it takes you right out of it.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Just for those people who may be wondering, these files are on the Olympus DS50. They are all the speech files. They are, in fact, WMA. I checked them out earlier. All the alarm sounds are there. The power on and power off are there.
Yeah, but you cannot change them.
No.
We might as well save you the trouble.
We tried changing them. And they...
We don't care. We try it all.
Oh, yeah.
You've wrecked a lot of equipment. Oh, I don't like that sound.
I don't either, dude. I like alarm 3, quite honestly.
Because it cuts off.
I know.
Okay, now, there again, the... I'll just fade
hit,
that down
hit
there.
Stop.
Well,
stop will work.
Well, what I want to say is that the recorder has powered on. And if I stop it by hitting stop... Can even find the thing.
Never moved.
Actually, it did. I set it down. Okay, I actually had mine locked and completely turned off, put in my pocket, so believe me, you would probably hear this. They should make an actual... This is going to sound horrible, but they should make a... They should make a vibrator in here.
I knew you were going to say that.
Yeah, well, simply for the fact that if it's in your pocket, that would be very helpful. I mean, it may sound a bit perverted, but you know, hey,
well,
cell phones and things
the mind
vibrates, and
it all depends on how the mind takes it.
Yeah. So that's how you set the alarm. And now that the recorder has powered up, you must remember that and power it back down. So don't just hit stop and forget about it, because you'll lose your battery power that way.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that is the recording and playback. Is there anything else that we found that was not covered?
No, dude, I think that was it.
I think so.
We basically wanted to cover the areas that people found inaccessible,
Yeah, we just we just figured them out, we thought that someone else might benefit. You may not want to hear any of this and think, well, I don't care what they have to say. I like what I already heard about it, and that's fine. And if that's the way that you feel about it, that doesn't bother me. You can delete right away.
We'll never do it again. Okay, no.
Right. But don't say we didn't ever give you any options.
That's right. And if nothing else, you can just listen to our stupid commentary.
Yeah.
Recording mode setting.
That's right.
Record menu.
So, you know, if you don't like this, then too bad.
Display and sound.
So I'm going to go in and fix my sound manager just because, or fix my volume just because I don't want
LED
it blaring out.
Contrast.
Oh, I'll make sure and turn my lamp off too.
Voice guidance.
Save some
on and
some battery.
Speed. Volume middle. Volume middle.
Volume middle. That's silly. See, that's the thing. What was it that I said should
we were playing with the slow and play fast playback.
Oh yeah, that's right.
It was like 1.75.
But we said it should say middle playback fast instead of. So why don't they use the volume as numbers like that?
Yeah, because Ed and I are not math people.
No, we're not.
So we're saying it's saying things like 0.75 playback speed, 0. Whatever playback speed.
Just to prove
the only thing we understand is Hof speed.
Mm-hmm. Hof. Yeah. Just to prove that our recording did come out, so that you know.
There it goes.
So that's just to prove that it actually did record.
Dang, dude, don't delete that. Send that to me. I want to hear it live.
Okay. It's mono.
That's fine. I don't care. We're having fun with him anyway.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
So hopefully this has been of some use to you. I know it wouldn't be any use to me if I found it on some website. It wouldn't be useful at all. Just because... just because I don't feel that those kinds of things are very useful. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, right on.
I don't think that anything Joe has to do is useful.
That's about correct.
Oh, just making sure my Winamp was plugged in correctly again, so pardon that file there.
I guess we could end the file by or the podcast by giving out contact info if you want to do so.
Oh, I guess I'll give mine out. Everybody probably already knows it, but they can have it again. My email address, if you want to reach me, is edwardalonzo@cox.net. That's EDWARDALONZO, for those of you. I also have a podcast, if you'd like to check it out. It is at http://blinddoubletrouble.webhop, that's webhop.org. You can put the three W's in there if you like. And that will take you actually to my live journal site, which I use for hosting my podcast. And it's actually mine and Holly's podcast. Okay, we're going to end the podcast.
Wait,
so let Joe give his contact information, like anybody would want to contact you anyway.
I know, but, you know, it never hurts to try. I could make a friend one of
these
days.
That's true. You met me.
That's the best thing you've said to me all night. Oh, okay. My email address is wmj@asmodean.net. I also have a wmj@jb11.net address. That is actually my MSN. So you can send emails to whatever, but I prefer the Asmodean address because that one's more stable. Anywho, that's the podcast. Yep.
Okay, everybody. So long, and thanks for joining us. Thanks, Larry, for letting us put this up.
All right, guys.
Catch you later.
Later.